This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with that severe weather.
When the tornado hit, I just hear loud thuds and banging on the window. And I just go upstairs, go to my bathtub, you know, hide there.
George Mahano in Montgomery County, Maryland, talking to WJLA-TV. The AP's Jennifer King with more.
At least five people were injured after a tornado touched down in Maryland near Washington, D.C. A tornado killed a two-year-old boy and injured his mother outside of Detroit. A tree fell on their home.
Overseas now to France. D-Day, 80 years ago today. World War II veterans are in France to remember the Allied invasion that led to the defeat of the Nazis. The AP's Sagar Magani.
In Colleville-sur-Mer, people cheered as veterans in their 90s and 100s were pushed in wheelchairs down the street.
Oh, everything is fine today for a 98-year-old.
Charlie Brookings, one of a dwindling number who fought in the war.
Thank you, sir. You're
very well. Some signed autographs.
Thank you.
The message from some veterans, don't forget what we did. America and its allies paid a giant price to keep the world free, and they felt the love today.
Just wonderful.
Veteran Mel Jenner had to wipe his eyes.
Thank you.
I'm Sagar Megan.
The Palestinians say the Israelis struck a school sheltering families in Gaza this morning, killing dozens of people. The Israelis say Hamas was using the school as a compound. Former President Trump will be back on the campaign trail today. He'll be in Arizona, his first appearance in a battleground state since he was convicted in the hush money scandal. He'll speak at a town hall in Phoenix, where, by the way, it's pretty hot. Temperature there expected to be over 100 degrees today and for the next few days. This is AP News. New York's governor is delaying that plan for big tolls on drivers in Manhattan. The AP's Julie Walker.
New York's governor puts the brakes on congestion pricing for now. In a Wednesday video message, Governor Kathy Hochul, who controls the MTA, says the plan to charge motorists big tolls to enter the core of Manhattan comes at too high a price for working New Yorkers.
Implementing the planned congestion pricing system risks too many unintended consequences.
The program was going to charge $15 to enter Manhattan anywhere below 60th Street. It was set to start at the end of the month.
We need to make sure our solutions work for everyone, especially those who are struggling to make ends meet.
Hochul says funding was already set aside for the MTA's capital plan, and they are exploring other sources. Julie Walker, New York.
The Dow added 96 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.